some of you are newer on the podcast, and maybe we don't really know each other very well yet, and maybe you're wondering why I'm so obsessed with helping Christians lose weight, and why I'm a PA who hardly works in medicine anymore. But mostly today, I just wanted to shed some light on what it takes to push through discomfort, whatever that is. The discomfort was something new, something that God puts on your heart, something that even seems impossible, but you feel a nudge to do it. I'm going to share my heart and hopefully encourage you, whether you're pushing through the comfort of getting uncomfortable to lose weight so you can really pursue what God has for you, or maybe you're considering a career change, to homeschool, to move, or whatever else the Lord is nudging you toward. It's okay to grieve leaving the comfortable. And I think you will be blessed immensely when you learn to listen even more intently to the Spirit and what God has for you. I always say that there is no adventure like the adventure with the Holy Spirit. Hey, welcome to the Kingdom Fit Moms podcast, where we believe that you can go on a journey to lose weight for the last time. I know you've tried all the things and you may not believe me yet, but when you do weight loss the Kingdom Fit Moms way, everything changes. You're in the right place if weight is constantly on your mind, you're confused about food, you're missing out on memories, and maybe even putting your dreams off for another day because this weight struggle is no joke. We're a community and we're on a mission to invite God into this weight loss journey so you can shed the burden and shine your light. I want you to start living and believing in the version of yourself that heaven sees. Let's get started. Okay, Fit Moms, I know you're tired of falling off the bandwagon, and I know you're tired of starting over, going back into your bigger clothes section of the closet because you blew it again, and you're tired of feeling confused about what to eat, and you're even getting so scared of what to eat that sometimes you don't eat and then you get hungry and you binge. And I especially know that you're tired of letting your emotions get the best of you while you use food as your coping mechanism. And I know you're tired of hiding when you sometimes wonder, you know, what could life be like if I could just stop struggling with weight? I want you to stop reaching for the next fad diet and stop going for that shiny object syndrome of the thing that you think will help you to lose weight really fast and won't be sustainable. And instead, I really want you to let go of that hopelessness when it comes to losing weight. Being overweight, it's not just who you are, and you certainly are not an emotional eater, and you are not a chronic dieter. I'm gonna help you get off that diet roller coaster and eliminate overwhelm when it comes to how to lose weight and to see food so incredibly simply. You can lose weight for the last time without going to the gym for hours a day, without feeling hungry all the time, or feeling like all you can eat is lettuce and carrots. I want you to go right now to kelseywickenhauser.com/join, and let's work together to get you on track and invite God into this journey. Are you ready? I can't wait to meet you. Go to kelseywickenhauser.com/join, and don't forget that if you join through March 1st by using code LEAPYEAR, you can save $100. Hey, it's my birthday, and I'm actually really excited for a birthday this year because I'm a leap year baby, and I actually have a birthday, and so I am popping in some extra episodes inside of Kingdom Fit Moms this week because we have a promo going, if you just heard, $100 off Fit Moms Accelerator. If you join through tomorrow, March 1st, you just use code LEAPYEAR at checkout. It's my birthday gift to you, and lots of you have been jumping into the Accelerator this month. I can't wait to see, continue to see all the revelations that come from your transition and your yes. But today I wanted to just pop in here and share my heart and talk about that transition out of what has always been comfortable. Here's what used to be comfortable for me: a 9-to-5 job with good pay, a church with a decent children's program that seemed like it would take the place of helping my kids understand Jesus, a good school system that would teach my kids what they needed to know, a small, easy to care for house in a good neighborhood, living 5 minutes from my family. There was little guesswork in this version of my life. There was little unknown realistically day to day. I know we were doing great knowing that we had enough money and I had what seemed like a great job to the world. It was a great job. I loved the people I worked with. I had great mentors, great work hours, a short commute. And we were going to send our kids to a very highly rated public school in a small Christian influenced area. And it seemed all fine and good. None of it was bad. So if any of you listening are any part of, you know, or you were in those parts of my life, just know that we had so much honor and value for you. And the thing about what I want to tell you is that sometimes leaving something that's comfortable doesn't even mean that those things were bad, because for us, they weren't. But God had a different story for our lives. So it started with my job, and I have always been interested in obesity and the prevention thereof, in the psychology and food behind obesity, all the things related to it. And it was 2020, and I was about to go to a conference. It was a conference, I can't remember the specific name, but it was about preventative medicine. And I was so excited, you guys, because they had workout classes built into the conference. You could choose between a couple different ones in the morning, a couple different ones after the classes were all done for the day. It was on the beach. It was going to be amazing. I was going to go by myself and just hang out and learn about preventative medicine and food as medicine and all those things. Then you know what happened, of course. The dang pandemic ruined my plans, and the conference, of course, got canceled. I was so bummed. And this sent me on this journey to really dive into more and more of what other forms of medicine are out there. What are people practicing? Where is the evidence-based transition of people off of medicine using food? Then I ended up finding lifestyle medicine, and I dove in. I got certified a few months later through the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine. So those of you who don't know, lifestyle medicine, it's basically the study of prevention and even reversal of diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure and depression and cancer, all the things that the Western culture has a lot of. How do we prevent and reverse these diseases through the power of our lifestyle, namely plant-based food and movement and rest and stress management and all the things that you know are good for you. And now we have science that backs that up, and we can help walk our patients through evidence-based things that get them off their medications. So I was learning about this different approach to health. And meanwhile, I had also I just started a business. It was February 15th of 2020, kind of through some promptings, and you can go back and listen to my story on some previous podcasts. But I started a business out of this prompting to help women lose weight and dive deeper into, the nitty-gritty of their lives. And all at once, as I'm learning these other approaches to life and health, I started to feel like the comfort that I had been living in, it was becoming suffocating in all of these areas of my life. In my career, I wondered if I was actually really helping people by throwing medicine at problems and not getting to the root cause, namely of obesity. And I know that is why I'm created. I know that's the call on my life, and I didn't feel like I could actually make an impact there. With school and my kids, I started to really ask questions about how do I disciple my kids well? Is it really just through a good kids program at church? Is it, should they join Awana or should they join BSF? All these things are good, but is that really the solution? And we were asking questions, my husband and I, where are our people who want to influence our kids' hearts as much as we do? We felt lost. We didn't know where to go. And again, I'm starting to grow this business. I had no idea what I was doing. I still, if you are a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you know that we're all just trying something and figuring out what works, right? But I was just being obedient to really help women break free the best I knew how. And all these things inside of me, they were turning. And, you know, I asked myself questions like, why was I trying to change what seemed just fine and good to the world? Was there something wrong with me? I want to pause and read to you. We're going to have a little story time from a book that was so influential to me during this period of transition out of comfortable. So the book is by Craig Cooney, and it's called The Tension of Transition. And I'll link it down in the show notes. The Tension of Transition, Day 7, Transition Leads to Transformation. Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And then from Numbers 14:3-4. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. The tension of transition is designed to lead us to our transformation. It's intended to change us so we're ready to step into the next stage of our destiny. Craig Cooney goes on to say, that's an uncomfortable place because often you have to let go of the old with only a promise of the new. You can't see or experience the new yet. You just know it's there. Later down on the page, he says, that's very possibly a sign that you need to remove some things from your life so you can get through the doorway into what God has in this next season. There are some things you are maybe holding on to that God will not let you bring into the next stage. On page 56, inside of The Tension of Transition, the title is Going Back to the Comfortable and Familiar, and this is really what I want to point out today, so I'm going to read this to you. In fact, often the tension and discomfort we experience at that stage can make us want to go back to the familiarity of the old, even though the old wasn't good. Look at Numbers 14:2-4. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Isn't it incredible that they would rather go back to slavery and oppression than live in this place of uncertainty and insecurity? Slavery was awful, but at least they were used to it. They knew what to expect. They were familiar with it. They want to hold on to Egypt with one hand and enter God's promises with the other. God says to them, and he says to each of us, open your hands and drop the old thing. And as you keep them open, at some stage, I'll place within them the new thing you are waiting for. You need to release the past to receive the future. Again, it's the tension of that in between releasing and receiving that we struggle with most. It's like you've closed one door behind you, the past. You can make out there's a door ahead of you. But for right now, you're in the corridor between them, and you're not sure how long you're going to be there. It's the gap between leaving the old and receiving the new. So what I've been trying to do today is help some of you understand what's going on in your life, why you are feeling this tension or unsettledness or discomfort, which you can't really put into words. It's the tension of transition, the space between where you need to let go of some things, or maybe God is just removing them from you, but you haven't arrived at the new place yet. So after reading Craig Cooney and sharing where I was, I want to share where I am at now, over 4 years from when God started planting all of these seeds. So I quit my job, ultimately, as a physician assistant in family medicine, and I still work medicine, PRN, or as needed, but I don't have to show up every day at my job. And I never in a million years would thought I would say this, but I'm homeschooling my kids and I'm tutoring in our co-op and I'm actually enjoying it. I mean, who am I? God taught me through a new community of friends and believers that one of the best ways to disciple your kids is to spend a lot of time with them, which is like a duh, right? But I mean, this can be done so well through homeschooling. And so he called us to that. And I get to now help these women lose weight in a way that the Spirit has downloaded through the business that I run. And it has been so rewarding. And yes, I helped men and women in my, you know, old job, but now I get to, I have the ability to actually transform the rest of their lives, helping them to truly heal and to lose weight for the last time and create ripple effects in their family. And we found a church that is in a home. It's totally different than anything I've experienced going to a home church. And in it, I have learned the power of community with real vulnerability and releasing shame and getting to know each other on a deep heart level and talking about real problems and going beyond the superficial and seeing one another heal and release forgiveness. And it's been absolutely incredible. But I had to go through that transition, and it's still not easy, you guys. I sometimes want to send my kids to school, a lot of times, and sometimes I want to go work a 9-to-5 for a steady paycheck and sit in the pews of a church and not chase my kid around at church the whole time. Here's my point. This is just my story, and this is what I want to share with you today. If God has something in your heart, and you feel uneasy with where you're at now, but you're too afraid to jump and change, I want to encourage you to press in and just take one step at a time. This has been a multi-year process for us, and this is just the call that He has on our family. It's not necessarily the call for yours. And again, remember to see His faithfulness and to notice His faithfulness and to call out His faithfulness as you are obedient to the call, even if you don't know where you're going. Remember to pray without ceasing, even if you don't know where you're going. And remember that God has your best interest in mind. You don't have to follow the crowd and do what everyone else does. When you make big changes, you probably will lose some relationships because friends and family, sometimes they want you stuck where you are. It's hard for friends to see you advance in something and to go for your dreams if they are stuck in a situation where they're not willing to advance. And same things with family. Sometimes you're breaking the family mold and doing something that nobody has done before, and it can feel intimidating to family members. So don't be surprised if relationships change. God will provide you with new friendships that will become like family. People who are pressing in just as much as you are. Your kids, they will see your courage and it will make an immense impact on them. And it'll also give them courage to do the same someday. I haven't seen the fruit of this yet because my kids are little, but I'm believing for it. I'll help them become little entrepreneurs if they want to. And if the transition that you're afraid to go through is with your health, take heart. It's hard sometimes, a lot of times, to imagine changing the way that you do things now, actually enjoying exercise or actually cooking regularly or letting go of your or even changing your Friday night social hour. I want you to try embracing your new identity as a fit mom. And recognizing that it's not going to be easy, but it will get easier. It's not going to come without a cost. And I get that it can be scary to feel like you're giving up all your favorite foods that maybe bring a sense of stability and comfort. But it will create a reward that is far greater than you can imagine. So my advice in all of this is to embrace that tension of transition and trust that God's ways are higher and that He's creating a new story in you that is far better than you could have ever imagined or I could have ever imagined. He's creating a legacy in you that is far beyond anything that you could have come up with. And I'm believing that for our family, and I'm believing that for you too. But you have a choice. You can choose to stay in what is comfortable, what is normal, and even has been good for years. Or you can take a leap of faith. You can become something new and unrecognizable to yourself now. You know, I look back at myself 5 years ago, and I could have never imagined where I am now. But, you know, it's been hard. But it's been so worth it, and I would do it all over again, despite all the uncomfortable transitions I've been through. So I am praying for you, Fit Moms, as you listen. I'm just praying that if you are sensing that you're in a season of transition and it's hard to leave that comfort, just praying that you lean in, that you don't let comfort be the thing that keeps you stuck, and you just really ask the Lord, what is it that you have for me in this season? What are the possibilities that I could not even imagine? And again, if it's your health, I want to encourage you that when you give a yes to obedient health, to this process of discipline and doing life and treating your body the way that God intended, the reward is far greater than those momentary comforts. I'm praying for you today and releasing blessings on you, and I can't wait to meet many of you inside of the Kingdom Fit Moms community. Come hang out with us this week, and I will see you next time. Hey Fit Mom, if this episode blessed you today and you can think of somebody else who's struggling in her weight loss journey, would you consider sharing this week's episode with her to give her a sense of hope? And then while you're at it, hop on over to our free Facebook community, Kingdom Fit Moms, for daily encouragement and support. Let's go shed the weight to shine the light.